Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 24th, 2023. Well, you know, one of the things that I use in my daily Bible reading and in my daily discipleship is the YouVersion Bible app, and it has this little daily refresh, and it has a time of prayer every day, and it has these prompts. And the prompt for yesterday was Psalm 115 or verse 3, "But our God is in the heavens, he hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." And the prompt was like, based upon what you know about God from that text, how does that help you to pray, or something along those lines. And you know what came to my mind? My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. You know, when you think about that, but our God is in the heavens. We know that he's the creator. We know that he's omnipotent. We know that his providence orchestrates the events of this earth. And so as we spend time in prayer to him, we can think about who he is. He's done whatever he pleased, and so we know that he can do what he pleases. And so as we come to him in prayer, and we can think about how big and strong and mighty God is, we know that there is no prayer concern that we might have that is beyond his ability to answer. No matter how dire the circumstances might look, he's still God over those circumstances. Even though it's beyond the thoughts of men on how to resolve that. I mean, it would require a supernatural action of God. And God is so big and strong and mighty that he can overcome any circumstance that we might be facing. And then because his providence is in control of the affairs of this earth, we know that, you know, the scripture says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And so we know, no matter what situation might be facing us and what uncertainty there might be, we can go to God in prayer and know that he is Lord over those circumstances. And so we can seek wisdom and know that he will direct us. When we don't know what we should do, we can trust that he will lead us in the right way. If we look at the affairs of the that's going on in the world, and we may be troubled as we look at the affairs in the world, we understand that because his providence is in control of this earth, we can know that he is over those circumstances. So we don't need to be troubled. We don't need to be worried. We can trust in him. So when we set to pray, we can pray with a full knowledge of who God is. I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and it talked about the reason to study the Word of God is so that you can gain knowledge. And because you have knowledge, then you can have wisdom. The podcaster was saying, you know, you can have knowledge without having wisdom, but you can't have wisdom without having knowledge. And so our knowledge needs to increase so that we can have wisdom. But our knowledge needs to increase so that we can pray. I've always said that our faith can never be stronger than our concept of who God is. And so if we have a small concept of who God is, then we won't have a very big faith, because we'll believe that some things are beyond God's ability. And so today I just want you to think, how big is God? Our God's in the heavens. He's done whatsoever he pleased. How big is your God? Have faith as big as your God is. And so, because we know who God is, we know that he is powerful enough to answer any prayer. We know that his providence is in control of any circumstances. And we can have a huge faith because we have a huge God. So today, just let those three things encourage you. His sovereignty, his providence, and just a knowledge of who he is gives you a strong faith. So I pray today that your faith will be strong because you know who God is. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you in prayer today, we are thankful for the knowledge of who you are. And we pray today, God, that as we open our hearts to you in prayer, that God, our knowledge of your sovereignty will encourage us. The knowledge of your providence will encourage us. And God, I pray that our faith will be huge because you are a huge God. Thank you, God, that we can have confidence in you. I pray that you'll encourage their people as they bow their hearts and their heads to you in prayer, that they'll know that you hear their prayers and answer their prayers. So encourage your people today as they pray. Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have a good day today and pray to him because he is God. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.